Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And if you want to be among the first to hear the bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Mark Satloff. We know Mark, Greg.
We do indeed.
World's biggest Velvet Underground fan.
He is.
Don't say I never paid you a compliment, Mark. We don't usually do this on the bonus podcast where we incorporate material from the radio show, but we had much more to say, Greg, about Mimi Parker, the incredible drummer of Low, who died of ovarian cancer at age 55. I don't think bonus podcast listeners are going to object to us giving them a little more Mimi, repeating and adding to what we said on the radio show. She deserves it.
Absolutely. She's one of a kind, and it really hit a lot of people that I know hard, you know?
It absolutely did. We're going to pay further tribute to Mimi Parker of Low right after this. We'll be back in a second.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Now, Mr. Kot, we have some sad news to deal with. Low's Mimi Parker has died at the age of only 55.
Yes, Jim, sad news indeed. Mimi Parker, dead at the age of 55, died November 5th of ovarian cancer. I got word of this while I was traveling, and I got to tell you, it hit me so hard. I go, man, why am I so emotional about this? You know, Deb, my wife, noticed it too, and I was just one of those things where you feel like you know a person. Somebody had said to me, it was like losing a member, a family member. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like you feel close to a person, even though you may not necessarily know them that well, but you know them through their music, and it felt that intimate that you felt that loss in a different way than you would with a normal celebrity type of death.
Well, and we had the pleasure of talking with Mimi and Alan Sparhawk, her husband, several times on Sound Opinions, going back to our commercial radio days.
Right. This band has been around, since the mid-90s. Mimi is a mom, a wife, and a quiet powerhouse of musical creativity. They formed in Duluth, Minnesota, of all places, in 1993. It was Alan Sparhawk and Mimi Parker, who had been a couple for a number of years already. You know, the famed producer Kramer dubbed them slowcore. You know, they were, you know, at a time of grunge, you know, overkill. Here was the band that was the exact opposite of that, playing as quietly as possible. When audiences would get restless and get louder, they would play quieter. You know, it was almost like a provocation in reverse.
Continuing a tradition that began with Galaxy 500, which began with the Velvet Underground's third album.
And the thing is, that could have been a one-trick pony kind of deal, a couple albums, and then they quit. But they kept expanding their sound. They found more ways to express themselves within the template that they had originally created. It was basically Mimi and Alan and a rotating cast of bassists. But it was a sound that was minimalist music at its finest, really melodic, beautiful sounding, but at the same time starting to incorporate elements of noise and a more expansive approach to the arrangements. And they were beloved. I mean, their music, you know, that little Christmas EP they put out. We just did an interview with one of the founders of Cranky Records, and they started putting out records with Cranky, a Chicago-based label. That little Christmas EP they did, it exploded. It got picked up by in a TV commercial, and suddenly people were finding out about this little band from Duluth, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Plant was a huge fan.
Yeah,
he covered their songs.
Covered them the other night in tribute to Mimi.
He covered the Great Destroyer's Silver Rider. Mimi, you as a drummer, I know, appreciated her. She was standing up, Mo Tucker style of the Velvet Underground. Really minimal kit. Now, let me see if I got this right, Jim. From what I could tell, a snare drum, a single cymbal, and a floor tom.
Or a bass drum turned on its side.
Yeah. Right. And if she really went crazy, she had a tambourine. I mean, she was selling out, man. You can't have all that stuff on
but
stage.
But the vocals as well, Greg.
What a beautiful singer, right?
Yeah.
What a voice. You know, the thing about Mimi is that every time she came in, she was saying a lot of harmony vocals. When she would come in with Alan, it immediately lifted the song to another level.
Mm.
But then, you know, she'd take the lead once in a while and it'd just break your heart how beautiful it sounded. The one song I want to play, you know, people are saying, what song from Low should I start with, or what album? I would start with Just Make It Stop from the Invisible Way record.
Mm.
They actually recorded that with Jeff Tweedy in 2013. And there's a part where all the instrumentation drops out and Mimi's voice basically holds is center stage. And she didn't necessarily like that. She was by nature kind of a shy person who played more of a background role. But when she stepped to the front, you know, the resolve in her voice is just so amazing on this song, and I just love it to death. It is Mimi Parker with Just Make It Stop from Low's The Invisible Way album on Sound Opinions.
Up from a 10-foot hole, see nothing but blue sky shining on my soul. As I untie the cord and untwist the knot, we could get where we're going if I could just make it stop.
All right, we're back. Greg, that was what you said on the radio. It was very, very moving. A couple of further points I think worth making. You know, Low was arguably at a high point in its career in the last 6-7 years. You know, Ones and Sixes in 2015, Double Negative 2018, Hey What 2021. Here's a band after decades with a firmly established audience and people thinking they knew that band inside and out that was tossing up its sound in radical waves. That's a brave thing to do.
It absolutely is. I think part of it was collaborating with B.J. Burton, you know, who's worked with Bon Iver. I think one of the things that I always liked about Alan Sparhawk and Mimi Parker was their willingness to push themselves beyond their comfort zone. We obviously have a successful sound. People like it. They especially after the Christmas EP.
Yeah.
They were a brand, you know. But they went beyond that, man. When people heard Ones and Sixes, they were going like, "What the hell?" You know, it's like they were kind of messing with people a little bit. But it's great stuff.
Well, you know, keeping in the Cot wheelhouse, I'll say that as radical a reinvention as Wilco made with Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. that. You know, Lowe did that 3-4 times in his career.
It was kind of that stuff. Just when you think you know a band, you realize, I don't really. They kept having this bottomless well of inspiration and ideas that they wanted to explore and did it wonderfully. I mean, the Double Negative and Hey What, more extreme examples of that kind of stuff. I mean, just radical mixes of that quiet beauty with noise and static and, you know, these textures that were really, you know, shook you up.
Music concrete or almost beef hard grout rock noise. All right, two other things I think I want to get from you with your deep knowledge of Lowe. You know, we had them on the show several times, and we would discuss the importance of faith to them, because they were both Mormon, correct?
Mm-hmm. They were a Mormon couple. Faith was a big part of their life, but they were never preachy about it.
Oh, no.
I always thought they were wrestling with it, you know, what faith means, how to live a life according to that faith.
A moral life, and regardless of the particulars of your belief, there was a sense of spirituality that was, I think, welcoming to people of any faith.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing I got out of that whole situation, because I think Alan had difficulties, you know, in terms of just having stability, you know, mentally and et cetera. Mimi was the rock. She was kind of like the one who kind of held things together, the family, him, you know, the music. She was always going to be there. She was that foundation.
And I don't mean this in a sexist way whatsoever, but the number of social media posts where she was described as mom to the scene, mom to the scene in Minnesota, mom to the indie scene in general, in the very best sense of that, nurturing.
In the sense of somebody like Mavis Staples, like you meet her and you feel comfortable around her right away. She wasn't a rock star.
Right,
she wasn't like, you know, she was this famous person, but at the same time, just, you know, normal in the sense of she could be your next door neighbor. And you would be comfortable with her in any situation.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, to expand on, is the Christmas EP. You know, Marty Leonard's a longtime Chicago radio personality on WXRT. We did the show there for 7 years before we moved to public radio about half a century ago. You know, Marty had posted, I'll just quote him from Facebook, "I remember the appearance when Sound Opinions was on XRT and they played the stunning version of Long Way Around the Sea. Christmas chills. Mimi was really special." Lowe had come in, and the EP had just come out, I think, right?
Right.
And they played that live, Long Way Around the Sea.
Take the long way around the sea.
So tell people, we are heading into the holiday season. Remind people about that Christmas record and about that performance, what you remember. I just remember it was magic.
Well, I just remember when that EP came out, I don't think it was considered like a big deal by the band. It was just kind of like, well, you know, we're people of faith. A Christmas album can be such a cliche.
Oh, there's so many bad ones.
Yeah, there's so many bad ones. But this was clearly beyond that. It was a mix of traditional stuff and originals. And to me, it just instantly became the one Christmas record I could listen to any time of
when
year.
When it wasn't Christmas.
Because it was just so beautiful. I mean, and Mimi really came to the forefront on that record. That was, you know, I really associate that record with her voice
more than anything.
You know? But it was such a beautiful, beautiful record, timeless songs. And that song, Long Way Around the Sea, that's just stuns me. You know, it's about the Magi taking the long trip around to see the Savior, right?
So
that they wouldn't get caught and, you know, they wouldn't get arrested. So, I mean, it tells a biblical tale, but it makes it incredibly relatable. You know, this is what happened. That's what they were. They were human, humane and human.
Well, I think they had an incredible ability to capture and evoke a time and place that is also timeless, ironically. You've never been to Duluth, have you?
No, I haven't, actually.
I've been to Duluth.
My roommate was there.
I lived in Minneapolis twice for 2 years each time. I don't know if there's a colder place on the face of this earth.
It's at the very northern tip of Minnesota. Yeah, Canadian border.
I'm talking, you know, like January, February, you walk outside, your nose hair freezes, and your ears ring. It is so cold, 20 below zero, and you feel like you're walking on the surface of the moon. Yeah. Everything crinkles under you, you know? And it's like, I listen to Low and I hear that, and never more so than on that Christmas EP. Yeah. I don't know. Christmas, cold, dark, the one star shining. I mean, that is, Low got that.
Yeah, well, those harmonies will get you through anything, and it did for them.
A fitting tribute, I hope, Greg, to Mimi Parker, dead at the age of 55. I really feel for Alan and their family. There's a wonderful shot on Facebook. You mentioned revolving cast of bass players.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of Low's, you know, five or six bass players showed up, and there was like a family picture.
Yeah,
of them
and they were all wonderful people too. Yeah, they contributed a lot to the music. You know, I think it was more a case of, you're not talking about celebrity level touring here. You're talking about like 30 years they've been doing this stuff,
especially when they were touring with their family, with the kids.
Right.
You know? That is it. We could talk more about Low anytime, and maybe we will in the future. But thanks for listening to this bonus podcast. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon or connect with our listeners on Facebook group.
As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott.